Nuku here, Hadfield is with us. Nuku here is the chair of the Ahuwhenua Trophy Management Committee, also a sheep and beef farmer from Rokituri in Wairoa, and kindly joining us today because entries are now up and open for young Māori working on dairy farms around the country to enter the Ahuwhenua Young Māori Farmer Award. That was inaugurated back in 2012 and designed to recognise the achievements of young Māori in the farming and horticultural sectors. And next year, of course, the competitions for dairy. Nuku here, Hadfield, is with us for a kōrero. Nuku, tēnā koe, ko dai o tēnei. Thanks for joining us again. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora.
Hey.
Good morning.
How's the farm going? First, let's check on the state of the land.
She's going pretty well at the moment. We're high hill country up here, so we've still got one more day's docking to do. But, you know, with spring, the grass is growing, the lambs are growing, calves are growing, so it's all looking pretty good.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear that. Did your area get hammered too by the cyclonic activity earlier in the year? I know it's high country, but even so, there are elements and challenging elements for people working the land. Nuku, how did you guys fare on your farm?
We got pretty severely impacted. So, slipping, a lot of road access issues. So we ended up not having a road for 3 months, and we've lost our bridge that comes into our valley, into the Rokituri Valley. So hopefully by Christmas that we will have a Bailey Bridge. But we are fortunate enough to have an access route out of our district, but it does take an extra hour to get to Wairoa than it normally would.
See, that's pretty trying, though. That's a tough one if you've got to duck down and get some milk. Although I suppose you've got plenty of milk on your farm there, sis. But what about the bridge? You're hoping for a Bailey Bridge by Christmas.
Yes. So we had actually, we're fortunate enough to have had the funding approved for the actual replacement bridge. But obviously that's going to take be in the vicinity to probably 3 years to build. But in the meantime, they are actually putting in platforms to attach a Bailey Bridge to. And then at least we will have access out, which will considerably lessen the time to get to Wairoa. Unfortunately, we will not be able to turn left and go to Gisborne, which we normally would do through the Tinirotu Road, because they've actually closed the Hangaroa Bluff there. So there's actually issues throughout the whole of Tairāwhiti and still Hawke's Bay. There's still lots of roads that are not fit for purpose and not safe presently. So it's a bit of a long haul.
You know, it's these sorts of issues that we don't hear a lot about, to be honest, Nukuhia, because while we are familiar with some of the challenges on the main arterial routes, a lot of the realities for those who live in the valleys behind the main drags, don't get a lot of media coverage and attention. And yours is a typical example here. So you've been seriously inconvenienced across most of this year. How many people are affected by a lack of that bridge, and how many farms would use it on a regular basis?
Well, up our valley, so there's 54 households and 20 farms. So, our trucking company, Kiwi Transport in Frasertown, does most of the trucking in and out of our valley. So it also impacts them, because it's been pretty hard on their gear, because now they have to come over an access road that's got 28 k's of metal, whereas before you could come into the road that had tar seal on it. And actually, now that it's dried out a bit, the road has improved. But before that, if you didn't have a four-wheel drive, your access in and out of here was very limited. So it's one of those things, it's one day at a time, and we are seeing improvements, so we are grateful for that.
Yeah, kia ora, and as the spring comes in too, much more pleasant than some of the hardships through the middle of winter. Just so you know, Nuku here is from Ngāi Tirangi. And 8 years ago, she and her tāne Bart won the Ahuwhenua Trophy for sheep and beef with their 1,500-hectare hill country property, Mangaroa Station. Congrats. Okay, so we're talking about the Young Farmer of the Year Award with Nuku here. Māori agribusiness continues to grow. What kind of pathway do you think these awards present for developing careers on the land for our rangatahi? Why is it important that young Māori leaders are recognised by the Whenua Trophy?
Well, obviously, so as you said, that is the Young Māori Farmer Grower Comp was inaugurated in 2012 to recognise young people in the industry. It recognises the people that are taking the practical pathway. So we have had a lot of people that, you know, have theoretical in our agricultural industry, but the practical pathway is a fantastic career opportunity. It actually has a really great lifestyle, and via this, I think this will help feed into higher honours of actually managing our Māori farm, and then getting into those. It just enlightens, you know, it gives them more career options, plus networking. But also, yet again, not everyone enjoys school. A lot of people actually like to be out on the land, outside and stuff, and they have actually forged really great careers for themselves. So we want to recognise those young people, recognise these different pathways to get to where you want to be. And this is the prime opportunity to do it. So, the entries open now and they close on the 9th of February.
Tēnā koe. So if you know somebody who's doing some neat things on the land, and some people warm to that mahi, as Nuku here just mentioned, you know, school's not for them, but they love being out, love working with our animals, and love being on the land. Look, Nuku here, do you have any examples of past winners perhaps who have gone on to become leaders in their fields?
Oh, yeah, they have absolutely done such great things, our past alumni. So probably a very well-known one is Tangaroa Walker. He was our inaugural winner. So not only is he very humorous with his podcast and stuff, but he's actually very educational for people, you know, to say what life is like on the land and on the farm. And he does it in such a positive and educational manner, which is fantastic. So he was actually our Easy Dairy Farmer. We've also our past winner, Quinn. Our most recent dairy winner was Quinn Morgan. So Quinn has actually, he's been on a lot of speaking engagements and saying his pathway into the dairy industry, because he hadn't long been in the dairy industry. He wanted a bit of a change for his whānau and how positive it has been. So, we are very, very fortunate to have these young people that have just shown so much get up and go.
Well, I'm pleased that we've got a section here where we acknowledge our rangatahi coming forward in the agribusiness. And if you know somebody who fits the bill, entries are open now and they close in February. So make sure they put their name in. And it's for dairy? This entry is becoming, yeah, for dairy farms, same. Hey, really good catching up with you, Nuku here. Thanks so much. Hope you and the fams are going good, and that spring is productive for you and those working on Mangaroa. Thanks very much, Tuahine, for joining us once again.
Kia ora. Thank you,
Dale. Tēnā koe, Nuku here. Nuku here, Hadfield, who chairs the Ahu Whenua Trophy Management Committee.